الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وجعلنا من أهله، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Praise be to Allah who made us Muslims and guided us, وعليكم السلام, and guided us to the religion. And may Allah send His peace and blessings upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad and His companions. The brother today, the Shaykh, actually, may Allah reward him, discussed a very important subject matter. It's about barakah. You probably heard it before. It's used often among the people who speak Arabic. And what barakah means, it comes in the Quran, it comes in the Sunnah. It means blessings. Barakah, blessings. Sometimes somebody says, Barakallahu fik. When Allah spoke about Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, He said, Inni Abdullah, Atani al-Kitab, Waja'alani Nabiya, Waja'alani Mubarakan, Aynama Kunt, Wa Awsani Bis-Salati Wa Zakati Ma Dumtu Hayya. Well, the first thing Jesus ever did when He was born, His first miracle, He said, I am the slave of Allah. He gave me the book, meaning the scriptures, and He made me a prophet. Hello? Someone got some woman singing on there, man. A'udhu billah. You need to get married and have your wife sing for you. Don't let strange women do this to you. Tayyib. So Jesus said, He gave me the book and made me a prophet, and He made me mubarakan, blessed wherever I may be. And He commanded me to establish the prayer and pay the charity as long as I am alive. So this is a description that Jesus gave about Himself, that Allah had given Him. And we understand from this the importance of barakah. You may have a lot of money, but if there's no barakah in it, it will go away. And this is what the Shaykh is mentioning, that we are in a time, we have reached a time in our lives, in this era, in this century, where the people are complaining about lack of blessings. They really aren't blessings like they used to be before. And he used many textual evidences to prove that, and things that are experienced. He said that not that long ago, if you made 1,000 riyals or your salary was 1,500, it was plenty. Nowadays, you may get more and it's still not sufficient. In 2 weeks it's going, and the other 2 weeks you're hoping for some more money. Even as shocking as it may sound, I went the other day, I moved from one Hay district to another district without giving names. I went to buy fool and tamiz. He told me the fool is 2 riyal. I said, man, no way. Once the fool becomes 2 riyal, there's a problem, man. I told him, Akhi, I was in another district, they still sell it for 1 riyal. I said, no, everything is expensive now. So even the fool, which is the cheapest thing out there, alhamdulillah, and it's delicious, is expensive now. And everything ghala, expensive, expensive, expensive. Why? Lack of blessings. There are lack of blessings. And the reason why, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, the reason why we may be deprived of blessings is because of our sins. And Allah says, had the people of the villages, had they only believed and had taqwa, then Allah would have opened upon them blessings from the heavens and from the earth. But they disbelieved. So among the first and major reasons why there will be lack of blessings upon earth is the disbelief. And disbelief is the highest form of sin. And everything that comes under disbelief, all of them are causes that will make the blessings disappear. There's lack of blessings in money, there's lack of blessings in the family and the children. There may be even lack of blessings with the wife. All day problems. The Shaykh was saying, not problems, court, going to court, getting judges involved. No blessing with the wife. No blessings with the children. Allah says, Al-Malu wal-Banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are the adornment of this life of this world. He said, even that for some people is no longer the case. Children are no longer an adornment, they are a problem now. A source of headache. Why? Lack of blessings. Lack of blessings in our food, lack of blessings in our money, lack of blessings in our families and our children. All these are affecting the life of the son of Adam, where people are no longer happy. People are complaining. Even lack of blessings from the rain. How long did we have to wait until the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal manifested through the rain? The mercy of Allah is there all the time. But how long was it before it rained? And rains is a blessing from Allah. It's a barakah from Allah. We were deprived because of the sins of the son of Adam. Every day they build a mall. There's a mall. Every day there's a mall. And the malls are the most hated places to Allah on earth, in case you didn't know. And the most beloved places are the masajid, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a million malls. Not even enough people to go to the malls. But all these, there's a lot of fitna, a lot of trials, a lot of sins going on in these particular places. All of these are reasons why we will be deprived of the barakah. And we need barakah in our life. If Allah doesn't bless our sustenance, then our sustenance will disappear. You may have a lot of money. You may get money unlawfully, and it will be a source of your destruction, because you did not attain it in a permissible way. The bottom line is that the Shaykh wound up advising us with around 10 or 11 advices that will help us attain the blessings from Allah. Number one, he said, taqwa. If you want blessings in your life, brothers, every one of us needs it badly. Here are 11 or more or less, as much as I'm going to remember. Allahu alam how many I'm going to remember. But I will try my best. Here are 11 things that we could do in order to attain the blessings of Allah. Number one, taqwa. Fearing Allah, obeying Allah, doing what He commanded and staying away from what He forbade. Then He used an evidence in the Quran. Had the people of the villages, had the people only believed in Allah and had taqwa towards Him, Allah would have opened the blessings upon them from the heavens and from the earth. Meaning the earth will bring out vegetation and the heavens will bring down rain and sustenance. And it would have been the case had they only believed and had taqwa. But when they were deprived of both, or one of the other, one of the two, then they had lack of blessings. Number two, dua. The Prophet ﷺ taught his grandson, Al-Husayn or Al-Hasan radiallahu anhum, a dua to say in the qunut. Qunut is the prayer that is in the witr, that you usually pray on your own at the end of the night. The one odd prayer, which I'm sure hopefully everyone is familiar with. Nonetheless, that particular prayer, the Prophet ﷺ told Hasan to say, Allahumma ahdini fi man hadayt, wa afini fi man afayt, wa tawallani fi man tawallayt, wa barik li fi man a'tayt. In the end, the last part says, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَ. Oh Allah, bless me with that which you have given me. Make the blessing in it. So make dua. Oh Allah, bless me. Bless my wealth. Bless my family. Bless my children. Bless everything that I have. Because if you are blessed, then you are blessed. And if you lack the blessings, then no matter how much quantity you have, if the quality of blessings is not there, it's almost as if you don't have anything. Actually, it may backfire. You may have a lot of money, but you're not, it's not blessed, it will be a reason why you'll wind up favoring the world over the hereafter. So with the blessings, things change. Thirdly, he mentioned reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet ﷺ said, recite Al-Baqarah. Because in doing so, you will attain the barakah, the blessing. And if leaving it, you will have nothing but regret. Three. Four. Two. I thought I had it memorized. So difficult to memorize things just while you're watching the imam. Because you can't take notes. If I take notes, then my prayer will be in, my Jumu'ah will be invalid. Because you're supposed to listen to the imam. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Fourthly, he mentioned something also that has to do with recitation. Reciting something from the Quran. Anyways, fifthly, whatever. There's one that I forgot in the first five. Afterwards, doing business in a truthful manner. You are a salesman and you are selling an item to a product. It has a defect. But yet, the Prophet ﷺ said, if the two people doing business, if they are truthful, he tells them the false and everything is clear, and then they they separate based on an agreement, then Allah will bless their transaction. But if they cheated, if one of them concealed, he said, oh man, this phone, mia mia. And he knows that the battery will die after 15 minutes. And he knows that it's busted. Huh? Hey. Then if he does that, then and they separate and he buys the item from him, there will be no blessing. He may make the money, the 500 riyals, whatever it costs, 200 riyals, whatever it costs, but there will be no blessings in it. Allah might decree that 15 minutes later he get in a car accident and he has to pay 5,000 riyals to fix a car. He thinks he made 200 riyals, but because he cheated, Allah will take the blessings away and it will be a source of destruction. So that's why we need to be truthful in our selling. Even if you work for a company and they tell you, no, don't tell the customer that there's a problem. Don't listen to them. Because it's Allah giving you the salary, not the kafir, not the person hiring you. You tell them, I'm a Muslim. I cannot cheat someone. If they don't like it, they can go crash against any wall. Allah will give you something better in return. Allah will leave you alone if you obey Him. That's what we need to really believe. This is what we lack nowadays. We think that humans are in control. Humans are under the control of Allah. We fear them, so we disobey Allah to please them, thinking that we're going to get some benefit, we wind up losing the blessing. We are supposed to, if our iman was strong, depend on Allah and not worry about His creation. Allah will make a way out for the people who feel this way. But it's upon us to move towards this step. Among the things also that we could do in order to attain the barakah is avoiding sins. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has indicated in the Quran in many occasions that when we earn sins, then we will be deprived of the rizq. And the Prophet ﷺ said that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمَ الْرِزْقَ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The servant will be deprived of a sustenance written for him because of a sin that he commits. So committing sins entails the loss of blessings and barakahs. And if anyone here remembers anything or understands Arabic and can remind me of the other things that the Shaykh mentioned, it will be great. Otherwise, I'm running out of advice that he gave. Taqwa, making dua, reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, being truthful in our dealings, avoiding sin. There's more though, there's another four maybe. I know no one's eating in the class. I know no one's eating. Actually, I know that someone is eating. But I'm just going to act like it's all good. Hopefully next time we'll. Anyone remembers? So what do you think? Oh, let's make this fun. We still have 2 minutes. You brothers help me. From your own things you've learned in Islam. From your own personal experience. Huh? What are things that will make Allah bless you? And bless your money and bless your life, and what are things that will take away blessings? Either from experience, life experience, or from some evidence that you've read from the Quran and the Sunnah.
I think whatever blessed you from Allah, you have to share it to other the brothers.
You are a doctor. This is one of them actually. Barakallah fiqh. Spending. Barakallah fiqh. Shivan, alhamdulillah, it worked. The Shaykh mentioned among the reasons is paying either the obligatory charity, paying zakat. That will bless your money. Because if you withhold, it will ruin it. And then also the voluntary charity. Just giving someone money for the sake of Allah. Because, and he mentioned the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, there isn't a single day except that two angels descend to the heavens, to the lowest heaven, the heaven, our skies. And one of them will say, oh Allah, give every person who spends in your sake, make it up for him. Give him something in return. And another one says, oh Allah, destroy the wealth of everyone who holds back. One makes dua for Allah to increase you if you spend, and one makes barakum salam, and one makes dua for Allah to yani nullify or to destroy your wealth if you hold back. Of course, sometimes you don't have enough money to be spending, you don't give everybody sadaqah and you remain with no money and you have family to take care of. But sometimes 1 riyal, 2 riyal doesn't change the world. You know what I'm saying? So we should spend for the sake of Allah as much as possible. Perhaps we will get more in return. That's one. Anyone else? We could figure them all out inshallah if somebody does what he did. Spending, yeah, that was one of them. Yalla ya Shaykh. Give us something from the Quran. Any verse that says barakah? Barakallahu feek. I remembered myself. Alhamdulillah. Eating, licking your fingers, and whatever is left on the plate. The Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you eats, let him lick his fingers and the plate. Now, you may think, whoa, but don't say whoa. Because he said, you do not know where the blessings are in the food. So you may eat a cow. I hope you don't eat a cow on your own. But the barakah of this cow is with the leftover that is on your fingers. So you go and wash it off. So you wind up losing the barakah that is in the food. Had you licked your fingers, you would have consumed everything, including where the barakah is. Alaykum salam. So it is a sunnah to lick your fingers. Don't worry about people. Okay? And you don't lick your fingers in the middle of the food as some people do. Meaning you'll have four brothers eating from the same plate, and he will eat, and he will lick his fingers, and he will put his food in the hand, his hand in the food again and eat. That is not what is intended by licking your fingers. Now you're putting your saliva in the food. After you're done eating, before you wash your hands, lick your fingers. No shame in that. This is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the most best guided person that ever walked upon the planet. This is what Allah is pleased with. So don't worry about the Europeans who want a fork and a knife and all this fancy stuff. If they're gonna go to the hellfire, the fork and the knife is not gonna get them anywhere. Huh? We follow the way the prophets and the messengers used to be humble people. They sat on the ground and they ate. They didn't eat all this fancy stuff that people now think this is, adab and this is etiquette and this is good conduct. And if you eat on the floor and you use your hands, you're backwards. And if you eat on a fancy table with a broken knife, that you're advanced. And all this is crazy cultural stuff that the people who are ignorant think. Rather, the best way is pleasing Allah through the way He taught His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That reminds me of another thing that the Shaykh mentioned, which is another way to attain the blessings, is to give the salam when you enter into your household. When you enter into the house, tell your family, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you do so, then Allah will bless your gathering with your family. So don't enter into the house and just say, where's the food? Tayyib. That you say after you give the salam. First give the salam and then ask about the food, because I'm sure you may be hungry. Or if you cook on your own, may Allah make it easy for you. Hopefully, you know, you'll eventually get with your families again. This is around more or less then. Maybe 10, we may be missing one or so. Alhamdulillah, I don't think it will make a big deal. Unless somebody remembers something else. Anyone else? One more suggestion of what may be ways to attain blessings? Okay, I guess not. Tayyib, this is what it is. More or less, as I usually destroy the khutbah of the Shaykh by giving you some, I don't know, weird stuff. Allah musta'an. But alhamdulillah, at least better than nothing. Huh? We learned something about blessings, and we should seek the blessings from Allah by doing what He commanded, stay away from what He forbade. We should look for barakah. Because if Allah blesses the little money that you have, it will go a long way. If Allah blesses this little iman that you have, it will go a long way. If Allah blesses your family, they will go a long way. The problem is not with the idea is not about quantity, it's about quality. Quality meaning having barakah, and bad quality is not having barakah, even if you have a lot. And the Shaykh mentioned a person may have a businessman who may have plenty of money, millions of riyals. But he has family members that are poor, and he does not even bother to spend or help them in anything. This money would be a reason for his destruction. A person will live with millions of riyals and he doesn't bother to build a masjid for the sake of Allah that he will benefit from after he passes away. This is an indication that the barakah has been removed from this person's wealth. Had Allah blessed him, then he would have spent this money in the right place. And he would have used it properly and Allah would have put the blessings in it. هذا والله تعالى أعلم والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك